Our text is from the Gospel reading. He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. That's Luke 2:21. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ. 8 days after Jesus was born, he was circumcised. And in his circumcision, the baby Jesus was then included in the covenant that God had made with Abraham some 2,000 years before. Abraham, as you remember, first bore the name Abram. Abram, meaning exalted father. That's what the name Abram meant, exalted father. When God made his covenant with Abram, however, God changed Abram's name. God changed his name to Abraham, meaning father of a multitude. And as a sign of that covenant, the covenant God made with Abraham, God instituted the practice of circumcision. This is my covenant, God said to Abraham, as we read in Genesis 17. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you, your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He that is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male throughout your generation. So God spoke to Abraham, initiating the sacrament, we could say, then, of circumcision. So 2,000 years later, the Son of God, being born to Mary on the 8th day after that birth, was also included in that covenant with Abraham. Baby Jesus became, at that moment, one of those multitudes of the descendants of Abraham, the father of multitudes. And like Abraham, who through that covenant with God had indeed become a father of multitudes, so the baby born to Mary also would become, he also would become a father of multitudes, but in a different way. The everlasting father, Isaiah the prophet called him, as we have on our window over there in the 4th window. Everlasting father refers to Christ. The everlasting father, Isaiah the prophet called him, Jesus, the name given to him by the angel Gabriel, so Luke chapter 1. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Now it's Joseph in a dream that's told the meaning of this name Jesus, so the Gospel of Matthew. "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." For he will save his people from their sins. Traditionally, then, the name Jesus given to the Son of God as a circumcision is understood to be "the Lord saves." So how does, then, the Lord save? How does the Lord save through Jesus? Well, by being great, being called the Son of the Most High, being given the throne of his father David, reigning over the house of Jacob forever, reigning over a kingdom over which there will be no end, a kingdom the citizens of which would be made righteous and holy just like Jesus. Now, to be a child of Abraham, one of the multitude of which Abraham was the father, to be a child of Abraham was to be circumcised, thus being included in God's covenant with Abraham, and to be part of the kingdom of Jesus, the king of the Son of the Most High God, the house of Jacob, otherwise known as Israel, to be part of the kingdom of David forever and ever. How do we take part in that? How do we become part of that? How are we blessed in that? By being baptized into the name of Jesus. Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in that baptism, we ourselves take on a new name, a new title, really, for we ourselves can't be Jesus. We can't be Jesusites, for the Lord saves and saves only through Jesus, through the life of Jesus, through the sacrificial death of Jesus, through the resurrection of Jesus, through the ascension of Jesus. No, our name can't be Jesus. But we can be given a title. And that is the same title of Jesus And that is the title of Christian, the title of the anointed ones, as those who in their baptisms into Jesus have been anointed by the Holy Spirit, as was Jesus at his baptisms. So those baptized into Jesus are those who are Christians, little Christ, anointed ones, anointed by God himself with the Spirit. Now that's something. It's something. This title that we bear, the title of Christian, makes us part of the kingdom of the Son of the Most High God. The house of Israel, upon the throne of which our Savior sits, Jesus, Jesus who saves us from our sins. But, perhaps we'd really like to be called, to be known as, to be part of something else. Sitting on a bus one day in Germany, heading down to class at the university, a new person in our building, a single mom who had just moved in across the foyer from us, she got on the bus and she came over, and I was sitting on the left side of the bus. I remember this. She came over and she sat down next to me. And we talked a bit then, and then I became somewhat surprised and even scared, for she just out of nowhere became extremely angry, outraged, agitated by a t-shirt that a guy was wearing, that got on the bus a couple of stops later, a t-shirt upon which was emblazoned the highly offensive message, "Drink Coca-Cola." Why was she so angry? Well, it turned out she had just moved. She had just moved from East Germany, just moved from the East. She had never been to the West. We were there soon after the wall fell. And she'd never seen a person wearing the logo of a corporation in person, an evil corporation in her eyes, having been raised a communist, obviously. But that incident made me think, and it still makes me think, how easy it is that we don the name of this and the logo of that without giving it much of a second thought. For who cares? Who cares about the name that we bear? It's in Romeo and Juliet, in which Juliet is not allowed to love a Montague because of a family feud. It's in Romeo and Juliet where Juliet asks the question, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." That is, it doesn't matter what you'd call a rose, what name you'd give to it, for it would still be just as beautiful. And it would still have just a wonderful aroma. The name Coca-Cola on the t-shirt that day referred to a soft drink that billions enjoy and would enjoy even if it wasn't called Coca-Cola. But there is something to a name, isn't there? For the name Coca-Cola represented not just a soft drink, but a worldwide corporation worth $94 billion. And as Juliet discovered, Romeo's last name of Montague really did have significance, as do the titles, as do the names that we claim for ourselves. Is it our last name that's so important? Anderson, spelled with an O-N or an E-N? Olson, the same thing, O-N or E-N? Schmidt, in the varieties of ways that's spelled. Smith, Garcia, O'Brien, Svendal. Political party, state where we were born, favorite football team of which we're fans, automobile company, Apple or Android, Mac or Microsoft. What names do we bear? Do we call ourselves? What names give us our identity? Back to the girl on the bus. Why was she so mad about the Coca-Cola t-shirt the guy was wearing? Really, because that guy was someone. Someone who should not pay to bear the name of Coca-Cola, but someone Coca-Cola should pay to wear their logo. Ever thought about it? And it's just because we're someone, that God has paid to place his name upon us. to claim us as his own, the payment, the death of his son, the sacrificial death on the cross of Jesus Christ, paying for us, paying for the right to us, rescuing us from sin and death and the power of the devil, declaring us righteous and holy, making us his people. So we read in the prophet Isaiah, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. So our Old Testament reading for today, the voice of God speaking, the children of Israel speaking of us, living daily through faith in Christ, bearing the name, the title, Christian. So shall they put my name, they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. How was that done? How was the name of God placed upon the people? With the blessing of the people by Aaron. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. So the Aaronic blessing, the blessing of Aaron, the blessing with which we end each service, leaving this building, the name of God once again placed upon us as it was in our baptisms, blessing us as the people of God, as Christians. The connection? Connection between the children of God and Christians, so we hear in the epistle reading, if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offsprings, heirs according to the promise. Why does that then work out, the connection between being a child of Abraham and a Christian? Because on the eighth day, after he was born, the very Son of God, the Lord, was circumcised, including him then in the covenant of God with Abraham, and then as one included in that covenant, becoming the sacrifice, the payment for all mankind in his death and his resurrection and ascension. So, just as anyone, any male who was taken into the house of the children of Israel before the time of Christ was also to be circumcised, to be included in that covenant, the name of Abraham, the name of Jacob, that is of Israel, placed upon them, So now all have been baptized into Christ, have been included in the promises made by God to us through him, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So the question for us this New Year's Day, 2023, is whose name are we going to take with us? Whose name are we going to take with us into the new year? Whose name shall we bear this new year? Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the offertory.